Good afternoon, guys. This is Mick Donaghy, and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. This week and this episode, I want to talk about something that's a little bit different, something a little bit sidelined from recruitment. It's more sort of personal, and today is actually the fifth anniversary of my mother's death. So that's been a huge pivotal part of my life, and I'm sure those who have experienced a loss of a parent or a loss of a loved one can relate to. So 5 years ago today, my mum sadly passed away. She died of a brain hemorrhage, which was something that was basically came completely out of the blue. It's something that none of my family knew anything about. Basically, one Sunday afternoon, my mom was doing the ironing, looking after my little cousins, and I went out to go on a run. So I went out on a run with my dog and came back, and the house was empty. Didn't know where anybody was, but there was football on the TV. It was Super Sunday. I think it was Southampton versus Newcastle were playing in this soccer or this football game. I'm saying soccer because I'm out friggin' New Zealand. But yeah, I didn't know what happened. So the food was still being cooked, the Sunday dinner was still being cooked, but I decided that I'd have a bowl of cereal, watch the football, and find out where everybody else was. So give my dad a call. Didn't get an answer. Gave my mum a call. Didn't get an answer. Thought it was a little bit strange. Then had a missed call from one of my aunties. She told me that my mum had sort of had an accident, was in hospital. So I was like, shit. So got ready, went over to the hospital, and I remember like it was yesterday, being on the Falls Road in Belfast, in the middle of the Falls Road, and I got a call. I accepted the call while I was crossing the street, so it was literally in the middle of the road, and my dad called me, and or I can't even remember who it was. It was my dad or it was my auntie. Basically said, oh, your mum's had a brain hemorrhage. I went, and I just thought, fuck. It was fucking pretty crazy. So I was like, still in my mind, you know, I was like, well, that's okay. She'll get through it, kind of thing. So, yeah, and then I basically went through and seen my dad there and seen my relatives there, and in my mind for the whole time I was thinking she was going to be completely fine, because it was just so out of the blue. Wasn't ready for it, wasn't expecting it. And my aunties and uncles and stuff were trying to organise my brother to come home from Wales and my sister to come home from Ibiza, and I got pissed off because I was like, why are you organising everybody to come home when they don't need to come home? You know, she's going to be completely fine. She'll be up and at them, you know, in the next couple of days. So I was 20, what age was I? 27 now, I was 22 at the time. And I stormed off. I was like, fuck off, you know, because I didn't think it was such a big deal. And I remember going to the shop on the Falls Road to get some headache tablets because my head was pumping. And I got a bottle of water, and I came to essentially get back into the hospital, went up the elevator, and the elevator doors opened. I remember seeing my cousin Tony just standing at the elevator, and he was just looking just straight at me, and he started saying, like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I was like, at that point I obviously knew it was something huge. So I just remembered I ran into the ward, and I seen my dad, and obviously he was in a bad way, and I just started fucking breaking down, just going and fucking completely tore myself apart. Probably that was, I remember, out of my entire life, even out of the entire fucking whole thing, the whole shebang, that was the worst moment of my life, just hearing that news that your mum's not going to pull through this. And I was like, what the fuck? She was completely fine 2 or 3 hours ago. And so just like that, my life literally turned from A to Z, upside down. And The weird thing about it though is that I've never, ever, ever let that be an excuse. I've never let that be a reason to feel sorry for myself. I've never let that be a reason to wallow or get depressed. I however use that as a reason to become better every day at who I am individually, and that's personally, that's as a person, and that is professionally. And I remember after the whole thing, it was a couple of days after, I'd done a speech at my mum's funeral, and I remember saying to her that I would make her proud, I would literally live life for her. And I to be fair, I have done that. You know, I've travelled to over 30 countries. I remember saying in the little eulogy that I was gonna experience every type of woman. I was gonna live life fast and quick and do everything that I could. And it's been eventful, let's put it that way, and it's been a bloody great ride. And I look back and I go, shit, it's been 5 years. I'm like, fuck, that's fucking crazy. Can't believe it's been that long. And even though it feels like yesterday, you know, it feels like forever ago since I last spoke to my mum. But there's three things that I've always taken into consideration while sort of dealing with grief. And that's something that I've just mustered up myself. So I went and during the whole time of trying to flipping get through it, you know, be there for my family, go through the whole shit myself, find out what the fuck was going on with me as an individual. I was still 22, so you're growing up quite a bit. I was looking into books, I was looking into articles and blogs, and there was very, very little information on specifically males dealing with the loss of a mother, because I think everybody experiences loss in different ways, but there's definitely a certain connection that sons have with their mother, and likewise daughters have with their fathers or mothers, and vice versa. So there wasn't very much information, so I essentially coined my own three things, and this is probably just from the person that I am. And the first essentially element to moving on, getting over, getting things done, building yourself back up again, and for me the first element of that is acceptance. You've got to accept it, you know, things aren't going to change, so you can't sit and wallow, you can't turn back time, you can't think, I wish I had done this, I wish I had said this, I wish this didn't happen to me. This is how I operate, and this is what I think in my mind. Shit, one, it did, and that's just who I am. I'm like, fuck it, it's happened. What can I do now? I have to accept it. If you don't accept it, then your life's just gonna be a complete misery. You know, you're just gonna end up in pain and desperation, and you'll get yourself depressed. And to be fair, that's not fair on my mum to do that, you know, in her name, for me just to die away, you know. So the first thing, the first A that I've coined it, is acceptance. You've got to accept it, you've got to take it on, you've got to take it, and you've got to decide as an individual, this is what I've experienced. Am I going to get myself into an undesirable mess, or am I going to accept it, understand that it's happened, understand that life isn't fair, understand that everyone goes through situations like this, understand that there's going to be more tragedies in life, and understand that my mother and my mom would want more for me just to wallow away. So number one, acceptance. Number two is being accountable. That's the second A. It's accountability. If you sit there and you think, okay, I'm going to sit in bed here until 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. and I'll go about the day and that sort of thing, you're not being accountable. You're essentially putting yourself into a miserable state and you're not willing to get yourself out of it, being accountable, saying, I am accountable for my own happiness. I'm accountable for my own future. I'm accountable for what happens for me from here on. Then you'll get yourself into the same situation that you get yourself into if you don't accept it. So if you don't take accountability, if you don't take that pressure on your shoulders and say, right, I'm going to accept this, and I'm going to accept that I have to move on and I have to take accountability for my own happiness from here on in. If you don't do that, life's going to be very, very long. Every day is going to be very, very long, and you're going to find that it's likely to move into, it's likely to be a bit of a domino effect of that one horrible tragedy has happened and many, 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 many other tragedies that are going to happen because of the terrible state that I will get myself into, or you will get yourself into, out of not being accountable for your own happiness, out of thinking it's up to someone else to make you happy. That's complete bullshit. You have to take it on yourself, and you have to go and say, fuck it, life starts now. Life starts every morning when I wake up. Life starts every fucking minute of the day. It's a new minute, and you have to just basically seize the opportunity. You have to just live for everything that's in front of you. And that's seriously one of the major points in getting forward in life and taking accountability and taking action, is being accountable and moving things forward by saying, yes, I'm responsible. It's my decision whether I'm happy for the rest of my life or not. So that's the second A. The third A, I just hinted on it there, is take action. You have to take action. If you don't do anything, then you're gonna end up in a really, really shitty position. You have to go about and give yourself goals and give yourself a plan and ambitions. The night before my mom's funeral, I wrote a bucket list, and I laminated the bucket list and I sang it with my best mate, Anto, if you're out there. And honestly, I think we had about 40 or 50 things to do on that bucket list, and I'm damn sure we've near ticked off about 35 of them. And we literally lived the high life. I mean, traveling to different countries, flipping, going out, meeting new people, you know, we lived together, we literally went through so much different shit. We traveled all of the West Coast of America, we traveled something like 9 or 10 countries for Europe, and we did 6 or 7 states of America. We did Fiji, we came to New Zealand together, we did Thailand together, and honestly, they were one of the best moments of my entire life, purely because I gave myself a goal, I gave myself a plan, I took responsibility, I accepted the position that I'm in, and I'm saying, fuck it, I'm going to get myself out of this. And truthfully, having that goal, having that thing to wake up for was absolutely huge. You know, and if you don't take action, you know, your days are going to be long and your years are going to be long, and that's not going to be a happy life. So you've got to take action. You've got to build it into you to say, right, I'm going to wake up fucking 6 o'clock or 5:30 every morning, I'm going to hit the gym, I'm going to start feeling better about myself, I'm going to quit this smoking shit, I'm going to think, how would my loved one that I've lost want me to live? And I guarantee you they'd want you to live a real high life, a life where you've just got highlight after highlight after highlight. And it's so important that we go through these steps and ensure that what we're doing and who we are is in line with what our loved ones would have wanted, you know. So that's what I've always done. I've always said, right, what would my mom would have wanted here? Would she want me to sit and cry? Would she want me to sit and wallow? I honestly, and I know people deal with grief in different ways, but I'd say I probably cried less than 5 times I would say probably 5 times since that night. And that's 5 years. It's probably once a year I have a fucking breakdown and say, fuck, this is shit. And then I'll break down for about 15 minutes and then I'll go, you know what? Shit one. I'm responsible for making myself happy again. And then I take action. So it's acceptance, accountability, and taking action. There are my 3 points on grief. Now, truthfully, they can be, everyone's completely different. And people can literally get themselves into a real dark, dark, dark place. But it's not worth it. Life goes on. There's plenty more fish in the sea, should we say, or there's plenty more light at the end of the tunnel, and there's so much to go for in life. Life is literally what you make it. If you sit and fuck around, and if you sit and wallow, and you're happy with cruising, and you're not really doing a whole lot, you're not challenging yourself, you'll always be a shell of your potential. Think of when you're on your deathbed and you think, do you want to be someone who says, you know what, I wish I had done this, or I wish I had done that? And at the moment, I can truthfully say with myself that I do not have any of those slight worries or inclination, because I'm hitting it hard at the moment. A few things that I probably wish I'm doing a little bit better, probably eating a little bit better, probably hitting the gym more consistently. Always make sure I go 4 days a week, but and I also love my burgers, do you know what I mean? So but these are my 4 things, or my 3 things, should I say. They're not gonna be everybody's. I think this probably will resonate with some people, not with everyone. But truthfully, if you accept it, if you take accountability, and if you take action, it's only gonna lead to a better life. And that's the life that our loved ones will want us to have lived, should I say. So thank you for joining me. And this one's just probably a shout out to my mum, who helped loads and loads of people throughout her life, was an absolute superstar, and who I loved dearly. So thank you, mum, for instilling some of that into me. So everyone else out there, if you've went through some similar shit before, reach out to me, leave some feedback, drop a comment, let me know what you think of my little process, my 3 A's. If you've had some other things that you've done, let me know. Keen to find out about it. Next episode will be a little bit more about the recruitment side of things, but that's just me. That's what's special to me today. So thank you for joining me. My name is Mick Donaghy, and this has been another episode of The Recruitment Show. Cheers.